Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, February the 19th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. So, my email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now on to the synopsis of today's show. You know, the tragedy is that so few people act when the collapse is predictably inevitable but not yet manifesting in daily life. So I'm going to give you, to start with, an overview of the future as I see it, given the immense complacency that is prevalent today in the United States. When it comes to tax cuts, only 13% of respondents in a recent survey say they will actually spend the additional money, which, as you know, is what the tax cuts were designed to achieve. Everybody else will be busy paying off their debts, rather wisely, I may add, and talk a little bit about that. Then I shall talk about Ray Kurzweil, who is the father of artificial intelligence, who says that singularity will happen in 2045. Now, singularity is the moment at which humans will have created robots or artificial intelligence superior to that possessed by humans. So you can understand the implications of that, not necessarily very pretty, especially given humans such as they are. Anyway, then we will talk about mounting debt and its effect on your health. Very important, and quite frankly, some new information has just been thrown up, which really militates against the stresses inherent in debt. Well, peace, of course, is the one thing the US warmongers do not want. Warmongers are, as their name suggests, obsessed with making war. So I'm going to talk about the ramifications of that. Then I will have just another quick word following up on my cryptocurrency comments last week. And then we will conclude, or maybe almost conclude, with what's happened with the central banks and how the fact that they've changed their posture, which never worked, remember, their grand experiment in QE was a total, complete and utter waste of time. Well, they're changing their tune, and one needs to wonder, independently from what those goons say, whether in or not it will work. So I've got quite a lot to say about that. I think you'll find that interesting. Then, if we have time, we'll talk a little about the horrendous effects of the educational system in the United States, which is nothing more pretty much today than a social engineering experiment designed to indoctrinate and manufacture innocence. And then I would like just to say a quick word about Mueller and his recent indictment of 13 people, including a caterer. The guy really is scraping the bottom of the barrel. And I'd like to just make a few observations on that score. And so, with that, we will conclude the synopsis. I will go about my way. I hope you will go about yours. I wish you a wonderful week ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Friday.